by Israelis who do not want that food to make
trucks to get in Gaza. It's only through the Gaza Strip became completely controlled by the Israeli
flour, for example, which is needed for foods, have become a luxury.
You know, it's now food, no milk, no eggs, nothing thing that we can manage to keep the people alive. About, we used to have about 180 community kitchen, which in the best cases, this meal is right.
Can be cultivated due to the damage and access restrictions.
D, which is has a great fish bullet, but it's 1 kilo, it's make about 16 cents. The inputs for farming, it's very expensive.
Kitchens. I spoke with Hanil Madhoun, multiple locations across Gaza, and is now he was killed by an Israeli bomb.
Our own family doesn't eat. This is the workers cook for the
kids. The continuous Israeli blockade on Gaza.
And it's like some zucchinis and eggplants, but those are outrageous.
Medical reports indicate that another 242 people.
You know, there is nothing in between. And these are little kids who have
social restrictions. The Israeli army has repeatedly been targeted by Israeli airstrikes. And UNRWA has included aid and humanitarian workers, even people working.
Chef Mahmoud was targeted because he was, and it became dangerous to go fish. We do this not because of problems for the community that's been wronged in Gaza and beyond.
You'll recall there have been other schemes as well, including the U.S. scheme initiative that was first reported on in February of 20, full Israeli control. Right now, the borders. Instead, this new plan creates GHF is not focused on providing aid, but health. There are even reports of biometric screen, and that's where the concern comes in. The GHF is not focused on food distribution itself is concentrated into four areas starved. In just 8 days, 102 Palestinians, Israeli soldiers shot at Palestinians waiting for aid.
Our tent. People came by and told us that there was aid being distributed. A quadcopter was hovering above, watching or filming. I'm not disabled, both legs amputated, heading toward the aid trucks. My eyes. I have a heart condition and I'm around 50 years old. In the streets, next to the tents, literally under the coastal road, being treated like sheep or cattle, trapped in these lanes, with bread soaked in blood. And today, after 52 years...
All of this is in the making. Still, there are thousands of people...
Action is needed.
...locked. Famine conditions persist. This is...
human rights. And I will keep believing that.
To stop falling by Israel... and also the food to be allowed.
Of Tree, the Palestine Solidarity Radio Show on CKUT 90.
Mondays, Monday, 8 p.m., CFRC 101.9, CFRC.com.
Hey, my name's Will. I play in...